בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשע"ח 2018, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי הקריאות שהוקלטו על גבי התקליטור.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון. Hello listeners. This is Richard Lawrence with our weekly program, The World Around Us. My guest today is Dr. Emily Gray, who is studying an environmental problem that not many people have heard about, the effect of noise pollution on animals. Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to the studio.
Dr. Gray, perhaps you can begin by explaining exactly what you mean by noise pollution.
Well, we all know how noisy life is today, especially in cities. There is the constant noise from traffic and from the machines that are used to construct new buildings. And there is also the loud music coming from cafes and car radios. Scientists have discovered that very loud noises can seriously affect the lives of both people and animals. When the noise reaches such high levels that it becomes harmful, you get what we call noise pollution. And it's not only in cities. Even in the parks and forests outside the city, where you expect peace and quiet, there are many sources of harmful levels of noise.
Really? What causes noise pollution outside cities?
Well, I'm sorry to say it is us, human beings. Lots of people visit forests and parks, and they bring their cars, their motorcycles, and their cell phones with them. But people who live in the countryside produce a lot of noise, too. Farmers, for example, use tractors, trucks, and very loud machines when working on their farms. All this noise that we humans produce is much louder than many of the sounds produced in nature.
And you say noise pollution is having a serious effect on animals?
Oh yes, it can be very harmful, especially to wild animals. Some of them need to be able to hear the sound of a dangerous animal moving toward them so that they can have enough time to run away. Rabbits, for instance, have very sensitive hearing. They can hear a fox when it's coming close, but only if there are no loud noises around. Other animals, including ones that live in the sea, use sounds to communicate. For example, some kinds of whales make special sounds that help them find each other, even when they are separated by hundreds of kilometers of ocean. But the loud engine noise from ships can make it impossible for them to hear one another.
I had no idea that noise could cause such difficulties for animals. So, for my last question, I would like to ask whether anything is being done to protect them.
Well, a few national parks have introduced special regulations to prevent people from making a lot of noise. For example, they don't allow private cars in the park. Instead, they provide buses for the visitors. Playing loud music and using cell phones are not permitted either. In addition, efforts are being made to convince the authorities to make sure that airplanes stop flying over national parks. All this is a good start, but in my opinion, it's not enough. Much more needs to be done to ensure that wild animals are not harmed by noise pollution.
Thank you, Dr. Gray, for making us aware of this important issue. You have given us a lot to think about. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Goodbye. זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני. Hello, listeners. This is Richard Lawrence with our weekly program, The World Around Us. My guest today is Dr. Emily Gray, who is studying an environmental problem that not many people have heard about, the effect of noise pollution on animals. Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to the studio.
Dr. Gray, perhaps you can begin by explaining exactly what you mean by noise pollution.
Well, we all know how noisy life is today, especially in cities. There is the constant noise from traffic and from the machines that are used to construct new buildings. And there is also the loud music coming from cafes and car radios. Scientists have discovered that very loud noises can seriously affect the lives of both people and animals. When the noise reaches such high levels that it becomes harmful, you get what we call noise pollution. And it's not only in cities. Even in the parks and forests outside the city, where you expect peace and quiet, there are many sources of harmful levels of noise.
Really? What causes noise pollution outside cities?
Well, I'm sorry to say it is us, human beings. Lots of people visit forests and parks, and they bring their cars, their motorcycles, and their cell phones with them. But people who live in the countryside produce a lot of noise, too. Farmers, for example, use tractors, trucks, and very loud machines when working on their farms. All this noise that we humans produce is much louder than many of the sounds produced in nature.
And you say noise pollution is having a serious effect on animals?
Oh, yes. It can be very harmful, especially to wild animals. Some of them need to be able to hear the sound of a dangerous animal moving toward them so that they can have enough time to run away. Rabbits, for instance, have very sensitive hearing. They can hear a fox when it's coming close, but only if there are no loud noises around. Other animals, including ones that live in the sea, use sounds to communicate. For example, some kinds of whales make special sounds that help them find each other, even when they are separated by hundreds of kilometers of ocean. But the loud engine noise from ships can make it impossible for them to hear one another.
I had no idea that noise could cause such difficulties for animals. So, for my last question, I would like to ask whether anything is being done to protect them.
Well, a few national parks have introduced special regulations to prevent people from making a lot of noise. For example, they don't allow private cars in the park. Instead, they provide buses for the visitors. Playing loud music and using cell phones are not permitted either. In addition, efforts are being made to convince the authorities to make sure that airplanes stop flying over national parks. All this is a good start, but in my opinion, it's not enough. Much more needs to be done to ensure that wild animals are not harmed by noise pollution.
Thank you, Dr. Gray, for making us aware of this important issue. You have given us a lot to think about, and that brings us to the end of today's program. Goodbye. זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.